We're doing the 13 principles. We're learning the Rambam's 13 principles. They can be found in the Rambam's commentary on Mishnah, the introduction to Sanhedrin, the 10th chapter of Sanhedrin. And we're up to the second foundation. We mentioned that really our principles, probably a misnomer. The Rambam calls them Yesodot, foundations of Judaism. Vayesod HaSheni, the second foundation. So, last week, we explored the first foundation, the existence of God, and that He is whole, and He is the cause of all existence. And if He wouldn't exist, neither would anything else in existence exist. Vayesod HaSheni, and the second foundation, Achduto Yit'ale. Now, Achduto can be translated as His singularity, but singularity in the sense of a unified whole, not in the sense he's singular and there is no other. So the Rambam will expand on it. Vehu. So this idea is Sheze ilat hakol, that this being, God, who is the cause of everything, Echad, He is one. Lo ke'achdut hamin velo ke'achdut hasug. Not singular like a species or a type. Meaning, sometimes you might say, that's a specific type. He's a specific person. No. Velo ke'davar ha'echad. So, it's not like he's a single type. He's a type A personality, type B. He's singular in his way. No. Singular as in not within a type, not within a species. Singular in his own right. Singular, and there are none other that are within his framework altogether. You know, totally different ballpark. Unique. What?
Unique.
And within a unique classification system, let's say. We can't classify God, but if we have to classify God, then we have to say He's not within the species. He's not within the realm of everything else that we discuss. He is unique in His own realm. He's not within the species of what we know. So that's the first concept of His singularity. Second point, ולא כדבר האחד המורכב, and not like something singular, which is really composed of parts, שומתחלק לאחדים רבים, something that is composed of parts. Everything we know is composed of parts, composed of atoms, composed of molecules. Everything we know, even though you might say it's singular, it's unique, at the end of the day can be broken down to many other components. God's singularity is a singularity that is one whole singular being, and not a singular being that is composed of parts that can then be dissected into other parts. Shu mitchalek lachadim rabim, that can be dissected, that can be separated into many individual segments. So, singular in his own realm, singular and whole, not composed of many parts, but one whole being that is singular. Yes, Adam.
So, we often say, like, God is a jealous God. We attribute emotion. That's more of just our relation to God, not that He actually has the word. Just our understanding from our perspective, right? Because we can't have such deadly sense, according to what we've been saying, to how He actually has emotion, or He actually has...
Correct. Correct. That's, that's what it says, that in those places we say, Diberat Torah kilshon b'nei Adam. That's what the Rambam says elsewhere. Velo echad keguf hapashut shehu echad b'mispar, nor is his singularity like a simple body, so to speak, where you say, He is singular. He is one. You know, one as in a as one that's confined to his own space. Ordinarily, when we speak of something singular, we speak of something physical. Even if you'll say this is the only diamond of its kind in the world, it takes up a specific space. It is encompassed by a specific body. God is not that form of singularity. Not like a simple body, something corporal. Shehu echad b'mispal, that might be singular in number. It is the only one of its kind. Aval mekabel ha-chalukah va-pitzul ad b'lisof, but technically it can be divided and dissected eternally. Elahu yit'ale echad, but rather God is singular, achdut she'en achdut kamo b'shum panim. His singularity is unique in its form of being unique. You guys got that? His uniqueness is unique. There is nothing else that is as unique and as singular as Hashem is. V'zeh yesod ha-sheni, and this second fundamental, this second principle, the second foundation of Judaism, more alav, what points to this concept is the verse that says, Mach she'ne'emar, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hear, O Israel, Hashem our God, Hashem is one. What does it mean He is one? I'm also one. I don't know of anyone else, Netan El Frankenthal. Yeah, I'm a silly one. I'm one of a species. I'm a one that can be divided. I'm a one that's limited to this space. When we say Hashem is one, what we mean is all of these concepts. Hashem is singular and whole in His singularity. He is unique in His uniqueness. He is singular in His own realm. Now we understand how much depth there is to that pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and we can also understand the blessing that precedes it. We say, V'keravtanu l'shimcha gadol sela be'emet, God, You brought us close to Your name for eternity in truth. Leodot lecha, what's the next words? V'keravtanu malkeinu l'shimcha gadol sela be'emet, leodot lecha, להודות לך ולייחד שמך באהבה. Or באהבה ובירה. And to stress Your singularity. We introduce the Shema with a recognition of how amazing it is that we can understand God's singularity, or at least we can describe it. Somewhat, right? We have a pasuk.
Even the words we're using are so much.
Right?
Use those words because that's all we have. Right?
Agreed. But here we can understand why we have a blessing that precedes Shema, that discusses the importance, the uniqueness of the pasuk of Shema. We're about to say one pasuk, but that pasuk has so much depth that we introduce that pasuk with a blessing over the fact that we're entitled to say that pasuk.